The comfort of your favorite seat is now your comfy car selling command center, thanks to Carvana.
It doesn't get any better than this.
Your favorite seat's the best spot in the house. Make it even better by entering your license plate or VIN and getting a real offer in minutes.
There really is no place like home.
And speaking of home, Carvana will pick up your car from yours after you finalize your offer. Visit Carvana.com or download the app and sell your car from your comfy place.
The Big Party Morning Show on Channel 94.1. Here's what's trending.
So movie length, it is a debated subject, not only for people that go to the movies, but also like movie theater owners. As more movies tend to drip into the 3-hour range, they're like wondering, like, should we even do intermissions? Like, what is the talk? So a market research group went ahead and did a survey asking what American audiences thought the ideal movie length is.
2 hours?
Is that your guess, 2 hours?
I would say 50. An hour and... God, it's 2 hours now. Yeah, a lot of them are three.
Killers of the Flower Moon was 3 hours and 26 minutes.
I couldn't sit to the whole...
I mean, we all know movies now, they don't edit them. And yeah, they're getting close to three. That's not that uncommon.
Hour and a half.
Well, you are close, Party.
Okay.
Hour, 92 minutes.
92, okay.
1 hour and 32 minutes is the preferred running time when Americans were polled, and that was their response. 15% said that films over 2 hours were acceptable. It was only 2% that were happy when they were like, yeah, 2.5 hours or more. 9 out of the 10 highest grossing films of all time clock in at over 2 hours. And 3 of them, Avengers Endgame, Avatar Way of Water, and Titanic, those are over 3 hours each.
They're all getting, you know, we've seen it. So they're drastically getting longer and longer. When we were kids, they were like,
God, they weren't
an hour and 20.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. 90 minutes.
And, we had attention spans back then.
Mm-hmm.
So they're going the wrong direction. People don't have the attention span, yet
just
you're making the movie longer.
Thing.
Yeah.
So the pushback is that, there's this gulf between, listen, if you want to make a 3-hour plus movie and people are watching it at home, that's one thing. You can pause it whenever you want, get up, get a drink, go to the bathroom, do whatever. What movie theaters are saying is when you're making these movies and you're like sending them out to theaters, like, what do we need to do? Like, there needs to be some sort of interruption for people who have to sit for 3.5 hours.
Because you're paid for it. I mean,
intermission.
Yeah, there needs to
have intermissions.
Something.
But they're just stuck between a rock and a hard place of making films because we're so used to series now. We stream several episodes.
Yes, mm-hmm. We do. We just sit through it all.
We like more content. We just can't handle it when we're at a movie theater.
I think the confusing thing for me is always to remember, I know this sounds so stupid, but remembering I can't rewind. You know, like you're watching a movie in the theater.
Yeah.
And I'm so used to like tracking back, like, what did they say? Or, oh, wait, what was that again? And there's that like knee-jerk reaction to want to like take it back 15 seconds. Like, wait, what? And you realize I got to be on my A game and like watching this in real time because there's no rewind.
Well, I realized that I saw that movie Civil War at the theater in
Exarban. Is that a long one?
No.
It's not so much that it's long. It's just none of us go to movies anymore. So it reminds you that the experience in a movie theater is so much different than at home. It commands your attention. The sound is great. I wouldn't have liked that movie if I saw it at home. I think I probably would have paused it, maybe never finished it.
Okay.
The fact that you got to sit there is a good thing.
I
got to
go see it.
Yes.
Yeah,
I agree with what Jerry Seinfeld. I mean, Jerry's another guy that just said, it's over. Movies are done.
Really?
Everything we're streaming on our phone. I mean, we want the...
You want the
instant. Want the 3-hour movie. We want the pause. We want the rewind.
Yeah. Yep. That's
and
right.
That's exactly the movie. Civil War was the one that I was thinking of.
And you went to a theater too, right?
I did.
Okay,
all
right.
But there are just moments in there where you're like, oh, what was that? Or like you really liked it and you would watch it again. Like if I were at home, and then there's just the reality of like, no, I need to be living in the moment with this because this
is not- What was great with Civil War is the sound.
Yes.
That you wouldn't get at home. Like we could watch probably war movies and, you know, explosions don't get you. You see it in the theater with the way they mix that movie. Every time there's a bomb that goes off, it's like a jump scare.
Okay.
So it's like really powerful.
I'm glad to see it in the theater then.
And I drove away being like, God, I wouldn't have got that at home.
Okay.
It's worth seeing.
Yeah, I mean, I'll go see it.
It's definitely, and it's not like it's not overly long. It's
or you could
tight.
Just turn on CNN.
Yeah, to watch it. Yeah, I guess
sadly, you're right.
Yeah.
Then there's that. Universal Music Group has reached a new licensing agreement with TikTok. TikTok's finally getting music back. It led to Universal, like they had a dispute, and they pulled all their music. Drake, Taylor Swift, Lady Gaga.
Repopulate your video? You know, you were dancing to that went naked?
No, because that's recorded. It won't. You got to start all over for the most part.
I would think that it would probably repopulate some stuff. Like
I don't know if it does, Molly. It's recorded because you put the music to your moves or your moves to the music, and then
but it would have muted it out. I would think, like it would have stripped it of the music.
Yeah, I don't know. I guess we'll find out because I like to dance. Best
work. There's people like, out there that their best work
is has gone naked.
No,
they're just dancing like a mime.
There's somebody who does media, like an industry analyst, and they say roughly a quarter of U.S. consumers say that they listen to songs that they've heard on TikTok, like that they'll hear a short clip and then they'll go and search it out. And I have done that, like where it's like you're watching TikTok and you're like, ooh, what's that song?
Yeah, a lot of people have. You bet.
And so I think some of the artists were kind of, so it's kind of like the chicken and the egg, like Universal sort of saying like, hey, yeah, but you've got these big names like Drake and Taylor Swift and Lady Gaga. And those are obviously creative content driving forces. But then you have these smaller artists that might be getting their break because, you know, somebody picked up a sample of theirs.
And they're like, make room for some of the other guys, Taylor.
Yes.
You tortured poet, you.
Oh, the tortured poets department. Think of all the TikTok that they'll be able to have now. She allowed a selection of her songs to return to TikTok when she was promoting the new album. So that was one of the things.
Oh, that's why. Okay, because no one else was allowed.
Taylor Swift, who is one of Universal Music's biggest acts, allowed a selection of her songs to go back to the social media site because she was, you know, priming the pump for the new album.
And that was like the day before.
And she owns the copyrights to her recordings.
Yeah, that's right.
So she can control where her songs are available, unlike other artists with Universal who are just kind of like at the whim of where they want to go. So that's sort of why we got to hear Taylor before any of this other stuff happened. Forbes analyzed cities based on housing costs and cost of living. Best places to move in 2024, and Omaha topped the list.
Number one with a bullet, huh?
Yes. Number one.
I know. We got to somehow turn this around.
Well, tell more stories about people pooping in your backyard.
let's start
we'll do that
seeing
next.
Those
stories.
You should
start putting that on billboards. Well, someone pooping in your backyard? Move to Omaha.
What?
Ta-da! Wait,
I think we should move to Des Moines, honey.
Maybe you're on to something, Jeff.
They're going to come here and ruin it.
What if I was the pooper?
I would not be.
That'd be weird, right?
Hiding in plain sight.
Right.
Already got an update on his next door neighbor app that somebody saw a guy.
In my neighborhood,
in the middle of his block away. Westo neighborhood.
Yeah, I'm taking a rest break.
Nature calls.
That's a beautiful song. Molly, how was your day yesterday? Did you get any luck out of you walking barefoot through the morning dew?
You know, I think just the regular luck of a happy life being lived. You know, just
okay. So nothing else, nothing crazy.
Nothing too crazy.
Okay, all right. I didn't get any May plants or May flowers or anything like that. And I didn't dance around a maypole.
I don't think May Day is a thing anymore.
Doesn't seem like it. I think at work, people probably got stuff. You know, baskets and stuff like that. But yeah, nothing in the front door for me.
I didn't see any baskets. We didn't have them either.
No, Molly. The kids didn't.
No, I even asked them. I was like, did you guys do anything for May Day? And they're like, no. I'm like, all right. I mean, if grade schools aren't doing stuff, it really is kind of a lost.
That's kind of sad.
I know. So nothing of any great consequence happened. It was a beautiful day. It was nice that I got to walk in the morning dew on my bare feet, but no, I haven't noticed any, like, oh my gosh, I suddenly have the winning lottery ticket. Like, no.
Okay. All right, just an average day then. I know it sounds weird, probably people listening, that you walked barefoot through the morning dew, but that's what you're supposed to do. But you're supposed to wash your face with dew, and it's supposed to bring good luck.
Yeah, I don't think I can bring myself to do that. Okay. I don't know. I mean, I think that's a bridge too far for me to put that water on my face. Yeah. On my feet, sure. My face, you're like, ooh.
I think you could probably go, you know, have an Instagram channel, though, where you're like, you know, that's part of your daily process. You're exfoliating skin.
I bet people would do it.
Washing in her face and her backyard dew.
Yeah.
People use rainwater. I mean, people do collect, like, they'll collect rainwater. Or like
in your birth, from your bird feeder.
Yeah. Well, I mean, people have, there are things that you have where they're rainwater collectors. And so.
So what do they do with the water? Like water plants?
Water the plants, stuff like that. So the idea is that it's like water conservation. So you would hook up like your rain pipe into this big barrel in your backyard. And then it has a hose attached to it. So like you could water your plants or fill a pool, or do that kind of stuff. And the idea was that, you know, you don't. Need.
You're super green. You're off. Yeah. I'm off the grid, man.
Okay.
You're supplying your own water.
You can. Friend of mine has one. I mean, they're really.
Is it drinkable? Probably not.
Drink rainwater. I mean, I just, you know, we, given the pollution,
yeah.
Or like even just like from the wildfires and stuff like that, like I just wonder what like the acid content is. But I do like the idea that instead of turning on the hose and using, you know, drinkable water. Yeah, that you're using rainwater for stuff like that.
And then you develop an infection, and the next time you see your doctor, your doctor's like, are you drinking rainwater?
Maybe.
Washing.
He's like, other than why? I'm doing my part.
All right, we're going to get to what's trending coming up next.
Live Nation Molly? Coming back with their $25 concert deal.
All kinds of shows. You can get a smoking deal.
Big Party Show! 1, 2, 3, 4. Those are numbers. But you already knew that. If you want to know what number you're going to pay each month for your car, use Kelley Blue Book My Wallet on AutoTrader. They're really good at numbers. AutoTrader.